Americans looking for government information on some federal websites were out of luck Friday, with many government web pages going dark, including many with public health data and the website for the U.S. Census. It's part of the response to a memo President Trump signed Wednesday, restricting government agencies from providing outward-facing media, like websites and social media accounts, that, quote, promote gender ideology. The president has signed an array of memos and executive orders targeting anything related to diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility, often shortened to DEI or DEIA. Trump said the practices violate civil rights law. In practice, it has restricted what government agencies can say or share, including for public health agencies. Several documents related to LGBTQ people and non-white Americans came down, including one from the Department of Health and Human Services laying out the rights that LGBTQ people have in healthcare. President Trump's memo focused on gender and diversity, but as agencies work to comply, seemingly unrelated information has also disappeared from public view. The CDC has removed interactive websites tracking levels of HIV, hepatitis, and sexually transmitted diseases, as well as one where people could look up the risk level of their community in case of a natural disaster. Also coming down, the CDC's monitoring program of health-related behaviors in high school-age children, which has tracked their nutrition, physical activity levels, sexual behavior, and tobacco and drug use for 35 years. The survey's most recent edition, however, had asked students if they identified as transgender. 3% said they did, while another 2% were not sure. There is no immediate timeline for their return, but the memo asks agencies to outline their plans to implement and fully comply with the guidance in it by noon Eastern Time, next Friday, February 7th. Many of the documents are available through the nonprofit Internet Archive if users copy the dead link and paste it into the search box at web.archive.org. And one other bit of information from government employees disappeared Friday. In line with an executive order signed on President Trump's first day in office, all employees at agencies, including the CDC and Department of Transportation, had to remove their preferred pronouns from email signatures if they previously chose to include them.